This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Connie Mackey, president of the Family Research Council's FRC Action Pack. She also served as director of student correspondence in the Reagan administration. We want to get her reaction to Energy Secretary Stephen Chu saying the American people are essentially acting like teenagers because they are not doing what they should be doing in order to help combat climate change. As a result, the Department of Energy is teaming up with the PTO nationwide to head to about 6,000 different schools in order to educate students about the importance of climate change and what they can do to fight it. And Connie, thanks so much for being with us.
You're quite welcome.
You and I talked a couple of weeks ago when there were some allegations the Department of Education had sent out some worksheets that smacked of indoctrination in connection with the president's back-to-school speech. Now we see the energy secretary talking about heading to schools to make sure people know the right line when it comes to climate change. What do you make of this tactic?
Well, you know, I make the same thing that I made when I talked to you then, and that is the difference between this administration and for instance, the President Reagan's administration, was when it comes to educating, they tend towards indoctrination as opposed to educating. And the two words that separate the tactics between the two, say President Reagan and President Obama, is imposition versus invitation. During the Reagan administration, when children and teachers and parents wrote to the president, we responded. When they invited the president into the classroom, we responded, and no press releases went out that we were going to such and such a school. I think the only address I can remember that was not exactly requested, although the horror of the children had seeing the Columbia space shuttle blow up with a teacher inside of it, he responded nationally to students. This administration treats all people, students and adults alike, as teenagers or worse, infants, and they are determined to impose as rather than invite ideas. And it's really distressing, and it's getting very tiring.
This would suggest to some, though, it's a little bit different than the president's speech on going back to school, because whether it's President Reagan talking about the importance of the space program or President Obama talking about how it's important to do your best in school and achieve well, going around and talking about climate change, which is a politically and scientifically disputed type of issue, seems to be heading in an even stronger direction.
Yes, and I would then liken it to the times in the 80s when President Reagan was president, to the nuclear war issue, where the National Education Association actually had a curriculum. They also had a curriculum teaching children that you were going to die because of the bomb, and real scare tactics that we saw reflected in the letters written to the president. That is what's going on now with the environmental issues. That is indoctrination, pure and simple, and it's imposed on students just as the nuclear war issue was.
How do you expect this to be reacted to? So far, we haven't heard nearly as much, probably because it doesn't actually directly involve the president. But is this something that's just likely to happen because of teacher union involvement and so forth?
Oh, it will happen. It did happen during the 80s as well. And I recall then we didn't even have conservative talk radio or we had nothing more than, say, National Review to combat the indoctrination and the use of children to serve their political agenda. It will happen. And you're right, it's not going to make as much noise for two reasons. One, because it isn't the president speaking, but also because he's on TV constantly on almost every issue we can think. It's hard to keep up with the imposition of this administration into our daily lives. So I think for that reason alone, it will be harder for people to react. As they say, it's just a daily dosage of government imposition.
What would have been the reaction if President Reagan or even one of the President Bushes had taken this type of attitude towards a political issue and tried to bring it directly into the classroom? What would the reaction have been like?
I have to say it wouldn't even occur to anyone in those administrations to impose or use or indoctrinate. I mean, it was always a fair exchange of ideas with obviously their own agenda being espoused, but it didn't occur to them to quote use children as somehow the Democrats consistently do. They've got the National Education Association as the purveyors of their left-wing and liberal thoughts. And it's quite a handy thing to have. And it's frankly the reason a lot of parents are homeschooling and looking for private school education for their children.
Connie, do you think this will just keep going in perpetuity from issue to issue? Or do you think eventually enough parents and others will just stand up and say enough?
You know, you would hope so. But I think that the environmental movement has caught on to the degree where I don't think it's going to cause as much furor as, say, the actual blatant handing out of curriculum, which the when they announced that the president was actually going to speak on the first day of school, I mean, it was that much more alarming. But this will slip in the back door more than it should, and it will be those people who monitor education who will, I hope, speak out about indoctrination as opposed to education.
Connie, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for helping us understand this better, and especially comparing and contrasting to other administrations. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Connie Mackey is president of the Family Research Council's FRC Action PAC. She's also the former director of student correspondence in the Reagan administration. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.